Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chaim Schmidt from the Kosher Scene. Our guest this evening is wine aficionado. In fact, he's a walking wine encyclopedia. Is Kostas Mouzouras, the wine director at Gotham Wines and Liquors on Broadway in Manhattan. Good evening, Kostas.
Hello, Chaim, and good evening.
Let's start the show by talking a little bit how kosher wine has evolved, point where it was basically the laughingstock of the wine industry.
Well, I wouldn't so much say the laughing stock, but definitely basic, at least when I got involved back in 88 to be exact. By then, it was plenty of Concord style wines all in the market. We had Baron Herzog, of course, from California. And a little after that, it was Yarden with the Yarden label and the Gamla label and Golan label, actually, to be exact, and a couple of French wines. And that was pretty much the beginning of when I started, what was available in the market. And going over the list of wines that is available today, I mean, the difference in the last 20 years, it's tremendous. And the growth of the industry, it's unbelievable.
Oh, it was like an explosion.
It was an explosion. It took a while to get there, but now that we're here, it's a bit overwhelming.
Absolutely. And it all started out with the fact that Eastern European Jews were used to the extra sweet wine. In fact, around the time that you started, or maybe earlier, they used to have Shapiros, who's the motto used to be our wine is so. Hello.
Hey. Sorry, I'm here. It seems like we have a bit of a phone issue. Yes, I do remember Shapiro's wines very well, and Shapiro himself, to be truthfully honest. Hello.